Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day across Israel, with plenty of sunshine in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys clear skies, while Be'er Sheva remains sunny and pleasant. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, the U.S. hosts talks as Lebanon seeks a ceasefire extension with Israel. The current U.S.-mediated ceasefire is set to expire on Sunday. Also from Mariv earlier today, the yellow line heats up as Hamas intensifies fire, prompting IDF responses amidst American pressure. Also, this hour, from Ynet, a four-year-old was hurt in a West Bank stone-throwing attack. The IDF is actively searching for the assailant. Separately, from Israel Hayom, in the past hour, Lebanon threatens to turn to an international forum after the killing of a journalist. The IDF is investigating the incident. And finally, from the Times of Israel moments ago, Israel and Lebanon are set for a new round of U.S. talks. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has fired at IDF troops again. Reaction has been swift on social media. Fadlallah, a prominent Lebanese figure, posted 2 hours ago urging for a redesign of policy based on consensus and full commitment to the ceasefire by Israel. Ynet News highlighted earlier today the incident involving a four-year-old hurt in the West Bank, emphasizing the ongoing IDF search and village cordon. Israel Hayom English commented that Iran's actions pose a significant threat to Gulf states, reflecting regional tensions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the U.S. is facilitating discussions between Israel and Lebanon to extend the current ceasefire. This comes as both sides seek to reduce violence in the region. The outcome could influence regional stability. Turning to the Mariv story, Hamas has increased its activity near the Yellow Line, challenging the IDF. This escalation occurs amid U.S. calls for restraint, potentially complicating diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Ynet reports a child was lightly injured by shattered glass from a stone-throwing attack in the West Bank. The IDF's response includes a search and village cordon, highlighting ongoing tensions in the area. In earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, Lebanon considers international action after a journalist's death. The IDF's investigation could impact diplomatic relations and media scrutiny. The Times of Israel notes that Israel and Lebanon prepare for another round of talks, with Hezbollah's recent actions adding strain. The outcome may affect future peace negotiations. Turning to business and markets. Walla Business reports that Israel's first system has arrived in Europe. Despite delays due to the Iran conflict, Slovakia received a $600 million MX Lightning battery from Israel Aerospace Industries. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a significant urban renewal in Ramat Gan. The approved plan includes 150 new housing units, impacting the local real estate market. And finally, Globes announces that Israel will launch Israel-US flights this summer. The airline will use a new Airbus A300 for daily Tel Aviv to New York routes, enhancing travel options. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.